This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Safety, Brian Cook.
Want some Sprite?
He likes his Sprite.
Hey.
During the games.
Well, I mean that sugar is one of those things. It's like the whole have a Snickers bar. There is something to sugar giving you a quick energy burst in the middle of a game.
Yeah.
So makes sense.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Why not?
And it's just delightful. Settles the stomach when you were sick. It's like, oh, I'll have a Sprite.
Well, I'll tell you what. Odyssey Portland's having a party today.
Yeah, right outside of our door.
I
asked them to keep it down because they're interrupting our broadcast excellence and no one seemed to care.
No, they don't. They're just taunting us.
I know.
Like, just right outside.
It's ridiculous.
And they're blaring music. I don't even know what we're celebrating. I think we're celebrating the one guy who's been here like 6 weeks.
Nate's leaving.
Bye.
Yeah. He was here a very short time.
Never even spoke to the guy.
I went to the Duck game with him. Well, I was down at the Duck game when he was there.
Okay.
I may have made fun of him. And then he quit on Monday, so...
What?
He wore a W.
He's quitting because you made fun of him?
No.
He's going to Nike.
But he was wearing a WNBA jersey at the Ducks football game, and I may have made fun of him a little bit for it.
Was it a Sabrina one?
Yeah, I think I made him pretty self-conscious. And someone was like, hey, dude, I think you're kind of hurting his feelings. So then after that, I kind of had to...
I tell you what,
Double down on it.
Come on, you cannot wear a WNBA jersey to a Duck game and not expect someone to say something.
Thank you.
But
I think Sabrina's is the only exception.
Is she playing in the game?
But this is a thing that people do. They like, you know, someone from that school, it could be a baseball jersey, it could be a basketball jersey.
Listen, wear whatever you want. Guess who's making fun of
me? Yeah, right. No, I'm not saying it's like my thing, but I get why people do it.
I get it too, but... Listen, the wrong guy to sit around or sit next to at the game is this guy right here.
Yeah, Jason Suk's the one you don't want to run into.
That's the one guy you don't want to run into wearing a WNBA jersey at a Duck game.
Yeah, I'm not letting it go.
It's just not. And not only are you not going to let it go, you forced him to quit. You gave him so much stuff that he quit 2 days later.
So it's, no. That's a causation sort of thing. He was going to quit anyways. It just happened to coincide with me making fun of him a lot.
Nate has a mean shoe game, though, I will say.
Yes, he does.
That dude is on point with his little tootsies.
His WNBA jersey game?
So Nike. I think it's funny that Nike fires like 8 million people and then all of a sudden they're hiring him.
They're hiring.
No one amongst the 8 billion that you just fired that could have done this job?
You know what? Somebody from Nike, the Ducks game, probably saw him repping WNBA gear, and it's like, you know what? That's our guy. That's the movement we want.
Hey, it worked.
Fantastic.
Got him a job.
But anyway, they're partying out there, but what you're seeing right now is steely focus.
That's right.
From two radio veterans.
Not going to be affected by that.
Who have FOMO. As they're out there drinking.
You want one of those Topo Chicos, don't you?
I was thinking about it. Not going to lie.
There's some pub beer out there, too. Some pub cervezas.
Yeah.
Not much of a Topo Chico man, but, you know. Hey, pub beer. Cheap fun.
I'm very much a Topo Chico man.
Are you?
Yeah. Those are delightful.
Poll question. At 1080 The Fan on X. Yesterday. Will Portland ever have nice sports things?
No.
You remember that question?
I do.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Wow. 73% said, of course not.
That's where we're at?
That is where we're at.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. I don't like that negative energy that you're bringing into the tournament, everyone. Cheer up a little bit.
Portland fans do not expect to have nice sports things.
No.
Although the mayor did come out and endorse MLB to Portland today.
Yeah, he gave it the old attaboy.
Yeah.
Don't worry, he's leaving in a couple months, but, you know.
And I find it funny, like...
Out the door now.
He's like 1.5 feetsies out the door, yeah. And he's like, oh, by the way, bring Major League Baseball to Portland.
That's great.
19% said, of course, and 8% said already does have nice sports things.
That's me. I do think we have nice sports things.
I think we need to get Major League Baseball in order to have nice sports things.
Look, I also want Major League Baseball, but do we have nice sports things? Yes. Mm. We have had a very successful NBA team here. Mm. We have two really good soccer clubs.
By the way, did you see the Blazers lost by more without even playing?
That was amazing.
They changed the score of the final.
Stat correction. You actually got beat by what?
The Blazers
39 instead of 38?
They were so bad the other day that the NBA came back and said, you know what?
Yeah, just.
We're going to tack one more on.
It was laughable that somehow you got blown out by one more point.
Yeah. Some sort of free throw or something that
they
didn't count.
Yeah, scoring error. I love how
they had a Warriors player going 0 for 2 from a trip to the line, and he actually went 1 for 2.
1 for 1. Yeah, so.
So they had the score wrong in the whole arena, too?
I think that's the case. I think that he made one, and they never tallied it.
Yeah.
And
Blazer fans are always like, oh, my God.
The game was out of hand to the point where we stopped keeping score.
You ever do that? You're just paying attention.
Dude, you're just wearing someone's ass out so bad. Someone's like, what's the score? You're like, dude, I don't know. It's like sometimes in my golf game. Like, I'm keeping score for about 6 holes, and someone's like, what did you get on that? I'm like, it doesn't matter. You know what?
Give me an X.
Yeah, exactly. Just... Not posting this one, so let's just.
But I thought
it was just in the
second quarter, though, too.
Yeah, I think it was early on.
Yeah.
Turned out it didn't matter, but it did in the final stat sheet.
So instead of losing 139-104, the Blazers lost 140-104.
Hey,
thanks NBA.
Got two big ones against the Pelicans, and it turns out Zion's fat butt isn't playing.
Why not?
I think he's on the Embiid plan. He's not going to play early on in the year.
And DeJounte's now out 4-6.
Yeah.
So they have Siege.
They had Siege.
And Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do they have?
But I was like, why isn't... I assumed that Zion was back. I love how we're starting the NBA season and just... We're like,
And maybe I'm just digging up an old narrative in my head, but I thought he was back and also in great shape or something. Wasn't that a thing?
Yeah, he got all skinny.
At least according to reports.
Yeah. I saw photos. He looked like he was
skinny.
Why
isn't he playing?
Oh.
What a little bitch.
But they got old Herb Jones and... Who else they got? The Ingram, Herb, CJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
All right. I don't know. Well, anyway, they're playing them tonight. Yeah. And somebody said, would love to know what would have happened had that 1-point change affected the spread or over-under. That's a good question.
Oh, gosh.
What would that have
done? You imagine catching that beat?
Well, but they would already have paid the bets out.
You know? Yeah, probably.
I guess if your bet was considered a loser, they would have just then ended up sending you the cash, right? If they paid out a winner, I guess maybe they can't get it back from you from your account. How would that
work?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good question. Down? I don't know.
Very good question.
Oh, okay. By the way, according to Sports Illustrated, 3 hours ago, Zion is available for the game. Don't know if he's going to play.
Do you think? I was thinking about this today, and I would not put my hard-earned dollars behind this, but do you think that after watching the first game, we should just blindly bet against the Blazers until they cover? I'm not kidding. Like, they're so bad, dude.
I don't know. I
the spread's only six.
I shamefully said that at the start of the year, I thought Portland was going to surprise some people and be slightly better than what we were predicting, and then that game happened. So
there, it's just this deal where it's like the odds makers know that they're bad, yeah. But we don't really know how bad.
Yeah.
So but just, here we have a tingling feeling that they're really, really bad.
I do like where we're going with this.
So why not just
fade it until Vegas? Yeah,
until Vegas figures it out, which will be tomorrow.
There are things you can do like that at the very beginning of the season. I was listening to a podcast about this. There's a guy I think it's on the Knicks, who changed his whole shot in the offseason, and then he went 2-for-19 from three in the preseason. And they're like, take the under on this guy's threes every night until he proves it. Yeah. Of course, he didn't make one the first night. Going back to the well on tonight.
I just love that Chance is the clip from after the game. It's one game in, and he sounds like a hostage. You want to talk about a guy one game in that doesn't want to be here? Mike, do you have that clip?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right now. It sounded like someone shot his dog.
It is it's one game. It's one game in an NBA season, and Chance is like, no one played well.
I heard on Danny and Dusty, my favorite midday show.
Yeah.
Danny was saying that the Blazers are the biggest team in the league. Did you know that?
The biggest?
The tallest. Really? Oh, yeah, because Ayton, Klingon.
Oh, well. Well, yeah, and Scoot's off the bench now.
I'm Grant.
Like, yeah, I mean, they're really only playing one true guard, and that's Ant.
Yeah, because they were talking about this game going, well, the Blazers, you know, have such a size advantage on the Pelicans. Not that it matters. Yeah.
All right, here was Chance as if the entire season ended after one night.
I thought their second unit came in and played so fast. And they were just kind of all over the place. We were spinning like a top, you know, trying to run back to a matchup as opposed to just run back to a man. And they had a huge quarter, you know, on us, opened the game up, and had another huge quarter in the third quarter. So we just couldn't keep up. It was very disappointing. I didn't think anybody I didn't think one guy on our team played well in the game.
Oh, my God.
It's game one.
Hold on to that clip, will you?
Inspiring stuff, yeah.
Because I think we need to revisit that each at the beginning of each month.
And just redo that.
And compare.
I feel like there might be some drops in there.
But anyway. Yeah, I did not think about that because Simons is like, what, 6'1", 6'2"?
I think he might even be 6'3".
Are they doing the
6'3"? Listing him
as 6'3". Not 6'3". They listed Dame at 6'3". I'm 6'3". Dame wasn't 6'3". Whatever Simons is. So we'll give him 6'2". But everyone else, right? Tamari, Denny, Grant, Ayton. Yeah, those guys are all 6'7" plus.
Biggest team in the league, baby.
How about that?
Going to win 8 games. But biggest.
Going to that lake.
All right. Well, let's pause, and when we come back, we'll get today's poll question in. It pertains to the World Series, and we'll talk a little World Series with the Yankees Dodgers game one tonight. That's next. Here's Buck.
I'm gonna go to that lake.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen.
Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.